With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to greatlakesdragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
We're going to hear from some of the Packers coordinators coming up in about 35 minutes. This is Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane on the Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. The phone number is 414-799-1250. That's what you call to be a part of Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. Once again, 414-799-1250. Live at 105.7fmthefan.com. That's the Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. We read those all day long, and we read those comments out here on the air, as we do as well the tweets that come in to the mentions, which is just a dangerous, dangerous place, at 105.7 FM The Fan, at Gary Ellerson, Leap 36, and Bill Schmidt Radio, respectively, if you want to add us about one of our opinions, because we like it when you add us. And that's why we revisit all these topics at 5 o'clock for those folks that weren't able to get it at 2, 3, and 4, so you can hear why everybody was mad or excited about what we were talking about here on the big show and give your final say on them. Rhett Lane on today's show, Gary, Giannis Antetokounmpo last night. Team Giannis falls short. Team LeBron gets a 178-164 win in Charlotte, NBA All-Star game. Giannis was the best player in my eyes watching the game. He was the best player on the floor for all 48 minutes. He had 38 points, 11 boards, 5 assists. His team came up short. I know they faltered in the fourth quarter, but he should have been the MVP, I think.
No. I mean, Kevin Durant took it from him.
What are you talking about?
Yes, Lord. Durant took it from him. And ask him what I like.
What do you like?
Shooters!
So do I.
Let me have shooters. Let me have a shooter, cuz. Put it on him. Took it away from him. All by himself, the fourth quarter.
So you're saying KD just
KD earned
right
that.
Out of it.
KD earned that MVP.
So for the first three quarters,
Giannis.
It was Giannis.
Giannis
did it for the fourth quarter as well, but he wanted teammates to get in. He had a few teammates that was off.
Well, hey, you know.
If Steph had made some of
Durant
those shots,
took it from him.
He would have.
See, that's why Durant don't require nobody else to make those long shots.
Right.
He can do it himself.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, anytime he's inside of like half court last night,
he was in his range. You know what else you saw? Let me tell you what
Giannis hit a couple threes.
Let me tell you what else the Bucks fans got to take a look at.
Tell me.
If you're playing Golden State, you already know how they're playing Giannis. Durant gave you a look.
Yep.
Go ahead and take it.
Hang off. Yeah, go shoot it. Go have fun shooting it.
Go ahead and have that.
LeBron,
he can't take a dribble. Just take it, Giannis. Don't worry about missing
it. Yeah, you got to
just take it.
In rhythm. Go ahead
just
and take it.
Just take it.
Because Durant smirked at him, cuz. You see him smirked at him.
Like, kind of laughed at him, too.
Yeah, you take it if you want to.
Right? But if he gets to making them,
because
it's gonna be something you never seen.
Because if they get there, they got enough on their bench to clog up that lane for Giannis.
Chris Middleton, we really didn't talk about him a whole lot in during the first couple hours of the show. 22 minutes, 20 points from Chris Middleton last night. I thought he showed that he was
max contract,
that he should have been there.
Yeah, no, I mean, he belonged. Everybody talking about not paying his Joker. He looked like he belonged last night.
Sure
with
is.
All them guys out there. Dame, I know y'all like him.
I'm a big Dame.
Dame, everybody loves
him. Big
Dame.
Dame
time. What time is it? Dame time. I know y'all like Dame.
He was letting it go.
But I don't know. Chris Mills looked like he belonged to me last night.
Yes.
That was our
seven of 13 on the field.
Do you pay him a max contract? And it's not so much you pay a person. It's what somebody's worth, and that's the market. That's the market. It's not something that was set. That's why I go back to, was it Manford?
Yeah. Manfred, yep.
Yeah, he said, hey, man, listen, I understand no one's getting signed in baseball, but the offers are out there, the players are just not signing it. You're going to get back to the market. The market is set. The market for the NBA guy, for the guy what Chris Middleton does, is going to get a max deal. Whether you like it or not, if you don't want him on your team, okay, I understand that. But if you're trying to win a championship, you can't just let players that can average 18 points, you know, with Giannis just walk away and get nothing from it. Right. So I think you should keep him. Because you guys are correct. The first three quarters, they were the two of the best two guys out there.
Yeah, for sure. They were the most dynamic duo on the floor.
I was a little bit upset that Giannis wasn't the MVP. He should have been the MVP. From start to finish, he's the best player out there.
Here's Curry with a high bounce pass. And it's Giannis slapping it home. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome to the All-Star game.
Those are two Hall of Famers that absolutely lost their natural minds when Giannis had the play
now
of the night.
Now people want him in the dunk contest.
He tweeted it out, Roy.
That
did you see his tweet?
Yep.
I did.
He said, dunk contest next year, thumbs up, thumbs down. Please.
Let's do it.
Please do it.
Tweeting it out, Roy.
Did you see what your boy Skip Bayless said earlier today?
What Skip said?
No, I don't follow him.
He blamed LeBron James for the failure or the soon-to-be failure of the dunk contest because LeBron robbed us of his signature moment in the dunk contest because LeBron never wanted to do it. They told LeBron a few different times, like, hey, man, you got to do this. Right. You got to be in the dunk contest, especially when he gained that 20 pounds and he was down wearing six in Miami and he was like 275 just bullying kids.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. After Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins go after it, I don't think you'll ever capture that again, but I think they should have people off the street come in and go out and try something. Because I didn't even watch the dunk contest.
But, like, John Collins? Who's John Collins, man? And then he tried to jump over the plane, like, had the goggles on, couldn't even dunk with the goggles on.
Man, they had some guy do a round-off backflip and dunk it at the Bleacher Report free thing they had. My nephew was telling me about it. They had a dunk contest thing. They had guys off the street just – that's what they should do. Have some of the guys off the street. They got to sign a waiver, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'd break my neck or something.
I think they would be better than some of these dunks. Because the one kid, me and Gary, was just watching, never even finished a dunk.
Dennis Smith
name?
Jr.
He never finished a dunk.
And,
I like the three-point shooting contest. I like that because I like shooting, of course.
How about your man, Joe Harris?
Hey, man. Pure.
Shooter!
That's a shooter! That is a shooter.
Man.
Shooter. Let me have him.
He was letting it go.
Shooter.
But Steph put on a show, though.
You should go coach with Tony Bennett. You guys would get a lot of good shooters in that place.
No question. One last thing. Note to me.
Uh-oh. What are you doing?
Note to everybody. If you ain't Marvin Gaye, sing the national anthem like it's supposed to be.
Man, will you stop? This Anthony Hamilton, man. Stop it.
Yeah, Anthony Hamilton had a display of the national anthem last night. It was something.
It's good.
Senator Lane, do you have a problem with Colin Kaepernick taking the money, Gary Ellerson? You did, and do.
I'm torn, and here's why. Because now I think this lets the NFL continue to do what they've been doing, whatever that is, because we don't know. I mean, he settled, and I'm not begrudging anybody to get paid and get their money. Most certainly he deserves it. But now you still let the NFL operate like it always been operating. You can't see nothing. Everything is still in the dark. And injustice is still in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. That's a lot amount of money. But they still now can do whatever they did to Colin, they can do it to somebody else because they're not being called in the carpet. We don't know. We can say if we want to. Like Leroy's already said, we can say if we want to. We know there's concussion. We know. Yeah, of course we know. But they never really admitted to anything.
Right.
So it can keep happening. And so whatever they've been doing behind closed doors, they can continue to operate the same way.
And I think the exposed part about it is they were supposed to make this big deal about domestic violence. They hired a young lady to talk about it. I've not seen a press conference yet talking about Kareem Hunt getting signed. But you want to stop, you know, Colin Kaepernick from playing. It's amazing. So, of course, they're going to sell it. But they don't have to admit none of that. That's why we have to, you know, call it out for what it is. And that's the issue.
Well, they definitely admitted to it by paying him the money and saying, please don't tell me about
because something's
it. Please
there.
Don't tell anybody
something's
about it.
Something's there, but we don't know.
And I like the fact that none of the details are out, because we'll just pick that apart too, because I think it's you know, the money part of it, Eric Reed got the best of both worlds, which I wanted the Packers to sign, and the guy's a great player, you know, and they need safety help. So the Carolina Panthers signed him after three games, and they re-signed him again. So, but I would think after today, everybody's going to, you know, move past it and go in your neutral corners. But if this happens again so blatantly, if you don't think this was blatant, just go look at, you know, Washington, the quarterback they were signing, and some a few other teams that slips me, to say they wasn't going to sign him. And then when Jerry Jones just kind of, you know, when you're rich, you just do what you want to do sometimes. You just no filter.
For sure.
Yeah, you don't have to answer to anybody, you know, because who cares? I mean, he's got one of the best teams that, you know, something was going on there. And for the most part, I don't blame him for getting that money. I'm glad it's over with. You can kind of move on. I just want him to get a tryout. I want everybody to have a chance at a job. What's wrong with that?
There's a somewhat lack of understanding, I think, across pro sports of why, or in the NFL, I should say, more just strictly in the NFL, of, like you said, Leroy, the difference in opinion on Colin Kaepernick's protest or domestic violence. The Washington Redskins violated both by then signing a player that had just been charged with a domestic violence crime and then not allowing Colin Kaepernick to at least try out for their football team.
And that's the first thing they would talk about if they had a trial. That would be the first thing. I mean, how can you – I thought you guys said y'all were going to protect women after all this the Ray Rice thing. I thought we got to find out who this young lady's name is. I think I'm correct. And they hired – somebody to oversee these cases, and maybe it's going to get to her before he hits the field after the six games.
For sure.
You know, well, okay, listen. Okay, if you protest, it's six games, but you can still play. They didn't have none of this stuff. So they just make up stuff as they go on because they got they're a huge brand.
Gary Ellerson, you didn't have to hire anybody to make your revisions on your big three in the NBA.
No,
you just saw the light and listened to your good friend Billy Schmidt.
Well,
man, Garrett,
I saw my own eyes, Billy.
He finna be contradictory. Watch this.
Well, no, I gave you revisions. This is not really contradictory.
No, yeah, he's reading what he's reading what he has in the red pen.
No, this is a
you just flip flop.
Okay, it might be that. Might be that.
Or you seen the light.
It could be that, too.
Hey, it could be seen
but
light.
It ain't what's
what is
that?
He doing?
Put your legs down, cuz. He's
doing what I got. He got my flip-flops on. He's flipping.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to stretch a little bit.
This man, how does it look? 295 pounds. Just put his legs up.
Yeah. You said 295? I wish I was 295.
Yeah, I thought he was trying to show me you were chafing or something down there.
I don't know what he was doing. I just hope he wasn't going to pass.
Down there.
Wasn't going to pass gas in here, man. Don't do that. Yeah. Ain't got no circulation in here.
You think I need to baby powder this?
No, we better put some baby powder down there, cuz.
You're good.
Okay, good.
Start chafing it.
Tell us your big three.
Oh, I wrote it down for you, I think.
No, I ain't doing it. I write it down. I seen the light, cuz.
Yeah, I just want to know who you are.
He already knows. He doesn't need a light.
LeBron James 3.
Stop it.
Giannis 2.
Oh, man.
Shooter! Give me the shooter at number one, Kevin Durant. I love shooters.
I think you got two of the three right, but I love shooters too.
I'll tell you mine.
I love me a shooter. And Steph Curry's got to come in there at number three. I know he took 23 shots last night, made six of them. But anytime that dude steps into the gym, he is the most electrifying shooter in the building.
And his mom cute too.
Did you guys see Saturday night when Del Curry brought all the old guys out? And
oh, yeah.
Mark Price.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn
Rice.
Yeah, Glenn Rice and Michigan. Mark Price.
All from the Hornets?
Yeah.
That's nice.
But they come out, they set the stage that Del Curry is going to shoot in the three-point contest, but he's bringing out some of his friends to help him.
Oh, nice.
And every three they make, the Curry brothers were going to donate $1,000 each.
His daddy told him.
Right. Said, you're going to donate $1,000 each for everyone I make to a local school project in Charlotte.
Very
they're like,
nice.
yeah, for sure. Those old guys made like six shots out of like 25 of them. They come out there, Mark Price, he misses the first one short, and you looked at him lining up, he's like, whoa, this is longer than I thought it was. Right.
Yeah, Price should put it down now.
Yeah, it didn't go out well for the old
guys. Hey, Meek Mill made one for like 4,000. Meek Mill can shoot, though.
What was he wearing?
His boys, they'll just bet on anything, like somebody else I know. But they were just you.
Oh.
And he shoot.
Just a little action.
Made a shot right down the court. That was amazing.
414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Rolls on. Wendy's Big Show back right next. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan, Great Lakes Dragway, Big Elaine, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you at 414-799-1250 during the during Great Lakes Dragway, Big Elaine. Leroy, you didn't give us your top three in the NBA.
Well, my top three, I think, is the best.
Well, you know Leroy, like
Shooters. More than anything.
Watch this.
But. Always a but.
B-U-T.
LeBron James, the third best in the league right now. LeBron James.
LeBron James is not a shooter, so I can get down with that because you like shooters.
So LeBron's third.
Okay, I get down with that because he ain't no shooter.
Durant, two. He, two.
Mm-hmm.
So Steph Curry, number one, right? Because you like shooters.
No.
Klay Thompson?
Klay, nope. Number one.
Oh, Damian Lillard.
Nope.
Paul George, number one for him.
That would be Paul.
Shooter.
Nope.
But you like shooters.
34.
Yes. He ain't no shooter,
he doesn't shoot much.
He ain't no shooter.
He's in a category that I give him a disclaimer.
Uh-oh.
Because he's the most dominant player in the league. He's the best on that court. If you watch that game wire to wire, you say number 34 is the best in the league. Matter of fact, he slam dunked on somebody on the Wizards, and he told you himself. Okay? Because, Gary, you told me you saw it. He said, "I'm the MVP." I can't say what else.
He threw a kid out of school. He threw a Gary Ellerson adjective in there.
Well, I'm putting it this way: he is having an MVP season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no question.
Not Durant, but last night Durant won the MVP last night.
See, that's the reason why in the barbershop
Durant fourth quarter just took it. Cause
that's the reason why in the barbershop people said the mentality of taking over a game. Giannis hasn't done that yet, and when he does that. Because last night they were giving him open shots.
For sure.
Durant said, "Have it, take it, go ahead.
Don't let him mock you.
Go ahead.
Don't dribble. That. Just take it. Don't worry about making it. Because in your mind, visualize you're going to make it. If you miss it, it's just a shot. Take it. Just take it. That's how I develop in the 85% beyond three. My field goal percentage is 85% behind the arc.
Oh, you were a kicker.
They didn't even had a three-point line.
No, he was a kicker in college, too.
Yeah, he had a three-point line. He didn't even have a three-point line.
I'm going to give a pass.
He's not that old.
Yeah, he is.
Two of my top three are not shooters.
You just breeze right past it.
Three-point line.
I got an 86, man. I was 85.9%. Almost 86%.
When he graduated, it wasn't 100 meters. You know what they call it? 100 yards.
Yeah.
That's so
bad. Meters
yeah,
too long.
You're mean, man. I get tired by the time. You're this man's best friend, and you're a dog.
I run 100 yards.
What are you talking about? You ran 100 yards, girl.
My algebra teacher, I tell you that.
Let's get Lonnie in the west side of Milwaukee in here. Lonnie, you're on the Fan.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
What's going on, Lonnie?
Good. Really quick, wanted to chime in on this cap case.
Come on with it.
Personally, I'm glad he took the money.
Yeah.
Because I think the two issues are correlated, but they're not the same.
Correct.
The court case deals only with potential employment rights and potential loss and compensation.
Correct.
The national kneeling was purely symbolic. That's all it was. Because the NFL is not the Department of Justice. They cannot change legislation or policy or anything. And even if they could, at best, you can set up parameters or barriers to kind of protect people from injustice, but essentially that's an act of racism, man. Police brutality at that level is a symptom of racism, and you cannot legislate racism out of a man's heart. But as it relates to the settlement, if you look at any huge corporation that goes through these things, this was the predictable outcome for two major reasons. I believe the NFL settled because it was more of an irritant than anything.
Right.
Because it's been in the courts for a couple of years. If they really, if Cap wanted to make an issue and if somebody said, you know, we wanted to see the evidence and what they were going to lay out, the reality of that is twofold. The NFL could make this thing last a decade and drain Cap dry.
If they wanted to, yes.
They could drain him dry.
Yes.
But let's say it gets to court. After all of that, all Cap's side can do is present things that they think.
Right.
But you can't really prove that he was blackballed. The thing in question is the timing of the two, right?
Correct.
So that's a potential issue.
Hey, Lonnie, what about, is this admissible if they found emails between owners in a conversation saying do not sign them because X, Y, and Z?
If that is admitted, then yes, that's incriminating evidence. However, here's the thing about it. That does not guarantee him a job.
No, right?
No.
It don't guarantee him a job. No.
Yes.
Do y'all remember Craig Hodges?
Yes. No, Gary just brought it up.
Yeah. I missed that. I apologize.
No. We talked about it off air because I didn't know.
Okay.
So you good. You good.
Yeah. Craig Hodges had just won a championship with the Bulls, and he was also the reigning three-point winner that year at the All-Star game. He gave a note to the president when they went to visit Bush in the office. And that alone was all he did. And I'm not sure if he sat for the national anthem, but that may have been tied to it. He didn't get an invite the next year. The reigning three-point champion just come off a championship team, did not get signed with another team. And I don't even think the NBA has had anything to do with Craig Hodges since then, any official capacity.
Nope.
No, they showed the clip of him going 19 straight on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And frankly, guys, you understand my age range. I had to go and Google Craig Hodges after that to go and see more about it. And that's when I learned all this.
So why didn't
stuff
the
you
union
up,
get
Lonnie?
Involved in that?
Because it's a no-win situation, Leroy. Think about it. Okay, so I think Gary said it's showing the evidence will help the next guy. There will be no next guy because the NFL has probably written language now in their policies that you must stand for the anthem. So that's number one.
Oh, no, it is there, but they're not implementing.
Yeah, you can stay inside if you want.
They did that,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now they're going to do that, and then what they're going to do next time is be smarter. We're going to give you a camp invite, but we're not going to hire you. And that solves everything because I can say you're just not a fit.
Right.
Because they do it all the time.
Right.
There are plenty of players that athletically should be playing in the NFL, but for ancillary reasons, they don't pick them. That's all
True.
You got to do.
True.
Thanks for the call, Lonnie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to ask Lonnie about the Kareem Hunt thing because there's the issue. When they signed him, I was telling some of my friends.
They don't
care
about that, Leroy.
I know, and isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they don't care about that.
I bet you this cap thing will be settled out in a few days, and boom, it happened. Because that was big news, but it was on like a weekend. You really couldn't cover it, the Kareem Hunt thing. So when they went to John Dorsey and asked him about it, hey, we're just doing our due diligence or whatever, you know, they told us. But I lost a lot of respect, and I know John Dorsey. But I said to myself, Gary, you know what I said to myself?
What's that?
So, it's Cleveland.
What does it matter?
It's Cleveland. Don't you expect that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, and you expect.
Well, no,
you used
say,
to expect
I
it out of
Allen. We've lowered the bar.
No, I wouldn't
the
say
the bar
it's
is just so low.
I wouldn't say it's Cleveland. I would say it's John Dorsey. John Dorsey has a.
That's his guy. He brought him in from
Cleveland. Well, he has a reputation.
But he was the one that brought him in.
But he has
in
a reputation.
Kansas City.
John Dorsey has a reputation of taking guys with checker passes. That's his thing.
And it's okay to give a guy a second chance. But, you know, as a Christian, you got to do that. You know, you don't have to basically go through this whole, you know, religious thing. You could, you know, love the person, just hate the sin. I just think that if you're going to have the moral barriers and put that on just one guy, Kaepernick, but these other guys, man, hey, come on.
Do you think
domestic violence should now they had colluded to keep him out?
Nobody's going to be upset.
Not nobody. You just can't play no
I didn't.
More.
I didn't see anybody lining up wondering why Ray Rice didn't get the second chance that the NFL colluded against him, unless it was his wife.
Now
that was the one that
some
said.
Some kind of settlement, him and the Ravens, I think. Some kind of settlement. But you're right. It wasn't to this level.
Do you think that part of the reason why the NFL wanted to get this concealed was for what's coming up in the CBA in 2 years?
Absolutely. That's a great point. I think a lot of it has to do because, just like Lonnie said, they probably put the policies and the language and the bylaws and everything. The union has to do the same thing to protect the players. It's America.
Because
you should be able to do whatever you want. You suffer the consequences.
I don't know if
do whatever you want.
I don't know if it's because of the logistics, Gary, but I feel like how you're saying it, that this is it's going to make it harder for the next guy to be able to prove, or it's going to allow them to keep.
And that's what Lonnie was saying.
Keep this train moving.
They'll bring you in for a tryout and just say you're not good enough.
They must understand how volatile this CBA negotiation is going to be.
It's going to be ugly.
It's going to be crazy. Like baseball. Baseball is going to be. That's
baseball won in the end.
It's going to be a crazy.
They got guaranteed contracts. They got a somewhat of protection with all the PEDs, allegedly.
But sadly, I think we're going to miss both sports in 2021.
Well, I tell you what. The worst thing you want to try to do is strike, because the people who pay, viewership is already down in the NFL, but they're making so much money now, who cares? Because you still got the Raiders going to Las Vegas when you're telling people not to bet. Don't bet. But you're going to Vegas?
Yeah.
Stop it.
That makes sense.
Okay?
Right.
But see, just like we're calling the NFL out.
Doesn't it?
Just like you call the NFL out because you play for the NFL, because right and wrong. And that's what Colin Kaepernick was saying about bad cops. All cops are not bad. A majority, 99.9% of policemen are great people. Anytime, and they don't pay them enough. Pay these guys $30,000-$40,000 to knock on doors of bad criminals just start shooting. I mean, my condolences goes out to the Matthew Renner family. Young man lost his life. He went to the technical unit in Milwaukee. I grieve for those families. I love the police, the military. Well, you know how I feel about the military. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we invited the military, some of the guys, to our wedding. We gave them free tickets to come. We just, all that got lost. But the good cops, that 99.9%, they need to call out the bad ones that do stuff that's racist and that's bad. Just call it. We don't need you guys doing that. We're here to protect everybody, protect and serve. And that's it. And I think for the most part, Kaepernick did that, because that's all we've been talking about. You know, it did separate us, but I think ultimately this settlement brings everybody back together. We're all in the same sandbox. We're all God's kids. It's just some kids are different. Like Bears fans. They're just different.
You know who else is just
different? Had to throw that in there like Bears.
Just had to.
Hey,
he's opening up with Bears.
So, Gary, you're down, right? First week in September, Packers-Bears down in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're going to be down there for the Green and Gold postgame show.
100th year of the NFL.
Well, right, we're going to the game.
I can't afford to go.
Well, come on. I'll buy the tickets then.
Where you going to get the money for? Your mom just kicked you out.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll find some tickets.
Hey, your mom and dad got an anniversary coming up, right?
They do. Tomorrow, yep.
You know what?
What?
I love your mom.
But what?
But I love when people be together for, I think, 36, 37 years. Because people break up over the silliest things. When you see a couple like that been together for that long and only made one mistake having you, I applaud them.
And only one for 24 years. And they still allow him to be the nicest guy around.
How you like that? One
she love her baby, though. She love baby child.
You.
Well, congratulations to your parents.
Thanks, guys. Wendy's Big Show back. 414-799-1250. It's
414-799-1250.
The Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. Just a Cowboy fan strolling into the 105.7 FM, the Fan.
Yeah, he's my favorite Cowboy fan. Yeah, but you know what, though? It's just like breaking up with a girl and you're still friends with her.
Right, yeah.
That's what it is.
It's all cool.
You break up,
it's okay.
Y'all still get along.
Gary met, you know, found that out firsthand.
Yeah, but Tim's my guy. He's my favorite musician.
Huh?
I turned him down.
Are you going to get on a 29-year radio pro and he's talking off mic over here?
But wait a minute. My thing is this.
Tim Allen on the one Wendy's Big Show. Get over here. Grab that.
Yeah, my thing is this.
Here we go.
He always brings up this Jay Hornacek. No.
Jay Novacek.
Jay Novacek.
Yep.
I said, Tim, we friends.
When Emmett was running over you.
See? And I say he was my favorite musician.
Emmett was running over you.
Weren't you supposed to be drafted by the Cowboys, Gary?
Man, I wouldn't.
Didn't they contact you, I think?
Oh, yeah, they were sitting in the living room with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, there's two Cowboy fans
on the Packers.
Two Cowboy fans on the Big Show alone, Billy.
But what about when we beat them 42-17 in Lambeau?
I don't remember that. Yeah, but you know what? Deion scored first in that game.
Yeah,
that was a pick
didn't
six.
See no more. I don't remember that. I just remember
remember the 21? Yeah.
No. Yeah. He got just his hand all behind his head, doing all this high stepping.
I remember you threw out the first pitch at County Stadium.
Yes.
And
Robert Brooks.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And I made the grave error of wearing a Dallas Cowboy leather jacket at that time.
No.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was a good idea.
Why would you do that?
I got pelted with peanuts. I got a little beer on me.
I had to take the jacket off.
I literally took the jacket off.
Thank you. Thank you.
And knowing you stood up, told everyone, I'm taking the jacket off.
Yeah. No, I just.
Please, it's a peace offering.
Tail between the legs and just went away.
Can we get Tim real quick on the Moustakas going the second thing, allegedly, before Hot Stove?
Yeah,
what do you
for
think
sure.
about that?
Yeah, we're going to get to that here coming up at the top
so
of the hour.
So you okay with him going the second?
No, I'm not. And Travis Shaw, I'll tell you, clock is ticking on his control, if you will.
Yeah,
his demeanor.
He needs some money.
Well.
He needs money, Timmy.
At some point, don't you think he's going to say enough's enough?
Yeah, I mean, I need my money.
I get the run last year. You acquired Moustakas midseason, and then, you know, I'll do anything for the team. We got something good going here. But at some point, I mean, he came up a first baseman. They then, whether it was Boston or Milwaukee, it doesn't matter. He got moved to third.
Right.
And now, all of a sudden, last year, he gets moved to second. And now he thinks he's got a home. All right, fine. I'm doing better defensively at third. And now you move me again. And so
don't you think Stearns and Council talked about this before signing him?
I hope.
Sign him and, as Gary said, roll the ball. I let the coach figure it out.
I'm not sure if Moustakas is, you know, going to be okay defensively at second. So
he's never played. He's played four games in his major league career, not at third base. Those were all at first last year when the Royals were trying to get him to the Yankees.
But one thing we do know is Stearns obviously believes in a left-handed heavy batting order.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And especially when you're at Miller Park.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you'll see it the most, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys – and it's a great move. Believe me, it's a great move. But if you add up the home runs, the potential home runs between Zeus at first, Shaw or Moustakas second, third, whichever, and then Grandal behind the plate, looking at like 120 homers out of your infield. We haven't even touched the outfield yet.
Right.
With two MVPs.
They're going to smoke the baseball this summer. It's going to be awesome.
Good. Go smoke a bar of bread. We'll talk to you at the end of 6 o'clock.
Allegedly.
They said they're going to smoke the baseball. He's got to go have one light up.
Threw him in there.
Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. The Roy Butler, Gary Ellers, and Baby Tausch. And Jim in Chicago, who's next on the Fan. What's going on, Jim? Pick a lane.
Oh, hey, guys. You know what? I need a minute. I didn't know Tim was a Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. You're going to have to stomach that one, Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. Anyways. Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on the Kaepernick thing. I think, you know, he should have taken the money, whatever he got. Because I think what bothers me is just, here's a guy who's trying to shed light on a bigger issue in the country. And just by making a simple act, he essentially gets banned from the league. And not only that, we're still not talking about the issue, which is the more important thing.
Right.
And here you got guys who have done, much more egregious acts, and they continue to be employed by the NFL. Which bothers me, but getting back to it, it's like let's open up the issue. The guy took a risk. And he said, hey, let's just talk about this, and let's try to see if we can make the world better. The guy didn't do anything to hurt anybody. He just took a knee during the national anthem. So, I mean, why can't we just talk about that and move on, you know?
Yep, I
appreciate
agree.
It, Jim.
Yep. Thanks, Jim. I'm with Jim. Let's just talk about it. And wait, it's okay to disagree.
It is.
I mean, you could disagree.
This
is a
total opinion conversation.
Yeah, but I just think that sometimes, you know, social media has it all. If you don't agree with them, they go to race side, of course. They'll say racist stuff. And then I just tune those people out.
Well, we haven't had any racial stuff today on 105.7.
No, it's been very
no,
pleasant.
No, we have not. Huh?
Very pleasant.
I would agree.
It's been good disagreements. Yeah. It's been fantastic.
Good discussion today.
Yes. I think it's very healthy. Yeah.
Let's go to the south side, get Mike in here.
What's
Mike,
up, Mike,
pick a lane.
Hey, guys. I don't know what lane I'm in, but I'll go with the Kaepernick first.
Sure.
I only have two questions.
Go ahead.
There's some good national radio Saturday. And I don't forget what day. Saturday or Sunday, they had Bill Michaels on. We're talking about the Brewers, Box, Badgers, Marquette, and they took a caller from Wisconsin, and he says, well, I don't want to talk about the Brewers or the Box. I think the Packers should sign Colin Kaepernick. I said, he said what? Mm-hmm. I almost dropped my beer.
Okay.
And the other question is, Leroy, you getting married?
Yes, sir.
Are you signing a prenup?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are?
Yeah, I am. Because I only got $50. I mean, she can...
Kill her. No, yeah. She's signing, making you sign it.
Right. There you go. I'm dead serious, Jim. No, she got way more assets than me.
Yeah. And then the last count, when Giannis made that dunk, I grew up, you know, watching Mokeski Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
I waited till the third quarter to see the first dunk.
Okay.
And when Curry threw that bounce...
That was amazing.
I was chanting a little bit of the Al Michaels Freeman. He did what?
Right. Yeah.
He did what?
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Mike. I appreciate it, buddy.
Okay. I didn't know what?
I didn't know what Curry was thinking, because a lot of this is all, like, you got to be good chemistry.
Yeah, great phone call right there.
I didn't know it was Giannis at first when he bounced it.
Yeah.
And he was so high up. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was probably the play of the whole.
Half amazing.
Dan Richards.
What's
wrong with this guy?
Damn, Howie 100.
What on earth was that?
Dude, that last phone call, cuz. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
What on earth was that?
It was a good phone call.
Okay, right. Best.
Yeah, it was a good phone call.
Yeah.
Hyundai West is located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. Go check my good friend Dan Richards out right now today, guys. We're not in love with any one car. We don't want to sell. We got new and used cars right now in stock. We're ready to give you the best possible deals on them right now today. But you got to walk in the store. Ask for my good friend Dan Richards, Hyundai West Dallas. International Autos Groups. You go to Arthur Avenue, you go straight down there. International Autos is everywhere. I think they own Arthur Avenue, but Hyundai West Dallas is on, depending on which way you go in, off Highway 100, it will be on your right-hand side. Dan Richards is the general sales manager. When you walk in the door, tell them that Gary Ellison sent you. When you do that, you will get the lowest, best price on any new or used vehicle in stock. That's Hyundai West Dallas, Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue.
Minutes left on the Wendy's Big Show for a President's Day Monday edition. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt with you. 1057FMTheFan.com's Fan on Demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. If you missed anything on today's show, especially if you missed our discussion of the top three players in
Shooter!
The NBA today. What is Leroy Butler like, Gary?
Shooter! Right here. Shooter!
Jazz hands.
Yeah, you did. Now, know who had the jazz hands, though?
Who that?
Was your man Anthony Harrison? Was that? Did I mispronounce?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, Anthony
Hamilton. No,
yeah. Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah, don't let. Yeah,
he had the jazz hands because somebody. You know somebody can sing.
Yeah.
When they bust out the jazz hands and they're grabbing at the
air.
Listen,
if you sing in that anthem, you got to be Marvin Gaye. Other than that, nobody else can do it.
Stop it.
I'm done with
he
that.
He was very good. He had an acoustic.
Yeah, it was very nice. It was very okay.
Tim plays guitar.
Well, Tim ain't doing it either.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
I like
no,
when
I don't,
guys
we don't want
play
Tim's
a band.
No.
I like a band, not a DJ all
that's
the time.
Fine. No, I don't want that if my national.
You know,
you
to...
want Milli the Vanilli. You just want people just to
baby.
I used to sing the national anthem.
Don't you lose my number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on.
Baby.
You actually bought that too, probably.
It was one.
Who
what
did
was
buy
that?
Milli Vanilli.
I didn't care that they lip sync.
Milli Vanilli?
Care.
Yeah, Milli Vanilli. Come on, cuz.
You're asking the wrong person.
You
Timmy, you know?
Love him. Love him. Smash hits.
Lip sync.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
Capital.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they were the lip sync guys.
Yeah, oh, okay. Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Lip-sync those guys. Yeah.
But they were
care.
Great songs.
Yeah.
They can dance and I don't care.
Yeah.
Blame it on the rain.
There you go.
Yeah. Blame it on the stars.
I like to see. I want to hear Tim rap this song. That's the best part.
Come on, Tim.
I don't know if he'll do any of that.
We made it
come up with a new theme song.
Just because we don't want him singing?
Yeah, there we go. I mean, we always, little nip nip, you know.
Oh, Gary yeah. Leroy, Sparky, myself, right, back tomorrow, too.
Bye. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.